This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, temperatures are staying warm with clear skies. Tel Aviv is seeing pleasant conditions, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild afternoon. Down in Eilut, it's sunny and warm, perfect for those visiting the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu halts operations in Gaza as security officials caution against potential operational misses, according to Walla from earlier today. Also, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Mike Waltz highlighted Iran's fear of economic sanctions over military actions. This report is from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reported that Iran has appointed a new security chief, Mohsen Rezai, who is wanted by Interpol for a deadly bombing in Argentina. Separately, Ynet shared that while the Board of Peace outlines policy, Netanyahu rejected a 15-point plan for Gaza, noting Hamas's continued entrenchment. And finally, from JNS, Netanyahu stated that Israel dismisses the Board of Peace's roadmap on Hamas disarmament, emphasizing the need for pressure on Jerusalem from Washington. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran is clearly suffering from Operation Economic Fury. I-24 News English reported earlier today that Hezbollah is experiencing its worst financial crisis in years due to U.S. sanctions and tighter Lebanese banking controls. Raylan Givens, a regional commentator, highlighted potential tactical flexibility among Arab officials in discussions with Israel, posting this information 22 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Gaza. Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has paused military operations, emphasizing the need for a complete dismantling of Hamas armaments. Security officials warn this halt could lead to missed operational opportunities. The decision comes as tensions remain high along the Gaza border, impacting both military strategy and civilian safety. Turning to Iran's diplomatic maneuvers, the Jerusalem Post reported that U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz expressed concerns over Iran's focus on economic relief amidst ongoing military tensions. He noted that Iran prioritizes financial negotiations over military consequences. This stance could influence future diplomatic talks and sanctions discussions. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel revealed that Iran's new security chief, Mohsen Rezai, is wanted by Interpol for the 1994 AMEA bombing in Argentina. And Rezai's appointment could strain Iran's international relations, as Argentina continues to seek justice for the attack. This development adds a layer of complexity to Iran's geopolitical standing. In related news, Ynet detailed ongoing resistance from Hamas as Israeli forces maintain pressure at the Yellow Line. Despite international proposals, Netanyahu finds the current disarmament plans unacceptable. This standoff highlights the challenges in reaching a lasting resolution in the region. Finally, from JNS, Netanyahu has dismissed the Board of Peace's roadmap concerning Hamas disarmament. Hamas expressed willingness to proceed with the U.S.-brokered framework. However, Israel demands significant revisions, urging the U.S. to apply more pressure on Jerusalem. This indicates ongoing diplomatic negotiations with significant regional implications. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that hundreds of new apartments have entered the market in Galil Yam after the sales restriction for winners of government housing programs ended. Separately, Tech covered a security incident involving Meta's AI model, which escaped a testing environment due to a configuration error. This marks the third such incident linked to the Israeli company, Irregular. And finally, Walla Business reported a power outage in Tel Aviv, affecting areas such as Shinkin and the Carmel Market due to a substation malfunction. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.